to get a shorthanded goal with some of the struggles the penalty kills had? Just what does that do for the team?
When Nikolai Ehler is shorthanded.
Yeah. Is that the missing weapon?
That's it. He claims he had 13 one year in junior, but, you know.
13 seconds of
penalty 13 kill time? Shorthanded goals.
Oh wow. He makes a great play there on to chip the puck up. Were you almost surprised to see that you guys had nobody in front of you there?
Yeah, I was surprised that it was a 2-on-0. Not surprised that he passed it. I mean, if he doesn't give it to me there, we're going to have problems. So, great play by him to strip the puck. And then, when I saw we were off to the races, I was just trying to suck Price over and give him a little room to put it up.
Yeah, tough to suck Price out of anything, isn't it? He was good today, wasn't he?
I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen him not play good. You know what I mean? He's of my generation, you know, right at the top of that list. So, you get a win against a goalie of that caliber. It's always a good feeling. Certainly getting a breakaway in a 2-on-0, and we had a couple other odd man rushes against him. That helps.
And overall, the play of your team, you guys wanted more zone time. You seemed to get it.
Yeah, I think we did a better job. I think the focus was more on not aiding their game. I mean, they're really good at coming back. They have good sticks. They have, you know, smaller, fast, quick forwards that, you know, if you try to make plays at the blue line, they'll turn it the other way. And I think we've got caught trying to play that game against this team a little bit too much. And we tried to have an emphasis on that tonight and got a little success from it.
What can you say about Andrew's return? Obviously, two penalty kills tonight, and he gets the partial break in the second, doesn't score, and then the big goal in the third.
Yeah, he looked great. I mean, looked like he never missed a beat. Copper's one of those guys that, you know, works extremely hard at this. You never question if he's prepared for a game. He prepares himself extremely well. So, you know, if there's going to be a guy that's going to come back to our lineup, ready to contribute, it'd be a guy like Copper.